Hey, Pupster, welcome to Train a Dog Podcast, and we thank you for supporting us for Season 1. We are now into our Season 2, and we want to thank you for your continuous support. Pups Dog Training promotes positive training at its best, kind, fair, and effective. And we are setting out this podcast again, right? It's because we fully believe that owning a dog is an amazing and rewarding experience, but also a responsibility and not a luxury. Training your dog properly will lead you to greater understanding of the animal, and we firmly believe in the dog-owner relationship being one of the mutual understanding and respect. We immerse you fully in the dog training process, and with this holistic approach, we believe owners end up learning as much, if not more, than their dogs. Our goals is to enhance and to build a better quality of life for you and your dog through the various dog sport activities available, be it as dog training, basic dog obedience training, or competitive dog training. This way, we also helps to refine the communication skill between you and your dog. There is more to dog training than just obedience training. And you can find us on our website. Right, our URL is www.pups.com.sg. Pups as in PUPS.com.sg. And we are also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter with the handling of PupsSG. PUPSSG. And you also can find us in our blog and also our YouTube, right, with the handling of Dog or Pups Jamming Studio. And in our blog will be Pups Blog Series. Hey, Pupster, welcome for joining us again on our episode 9 on the walking system. What I mean is, how do you walk your dog on a daily basis? What kind of walking regime does you have? Is your dog being given the freedom to walk as and when she likes? Does she pull you along the walk? What is the best walking system that we all will be looking at? What do dog trainers think about the walking system is going to be like? What is the perfect walking system that a dog owner will want themselves to have? Right, so these are all our questions that we will want to address in this podcast. So once again, thank you for joining us. Right, and I'm Dexter. I'm the host of for this podcast. Right, I'm one of the trainer from Pups Dog Training. Okay, so today, as I'm talking about the walking system, right? So the walking system is something that we hold dearly to, because it is a mechanism for us to establish the way we want to interact with our animal, especially on a daily walks basis. Because we are likely to walk our dogs maybe 3 or 4 times a day. If you were to bring your dog down for a potty to do the business, usually you will have 3 to 4 times or even more than that as you allow your dog to go down with you, first to do his potty and then to enjoy his walk and then to play with him. So there's a lot of things that we as owner will want to establish or want to convey to the walking system, right? And this is something that I think is critical, right? So what is the best walking system? So today we want to address that. Okay, let's look into this, right? First of all, let's look at where should my dog be walking, right? Is it always to be on my left side, or is it always to be on my left or right, or the dog is freely to move either ways, on the left or on the right, as long as the leash is loose, right? That would be a green light. We are looking into like a traffic light system, right? Where the leash pull, it becomes red light, right? So red light tells us that we need to stop, right? So if the leash is loose, either the dog is on my left or my left or right, or if it's in front or behind me, as long as the leash is loose, that will be regarded as a green light. And with this green light, I'm able to move forward. Right, so this is the example that I want to give it to you. Right, so let's look at this way. Right, What are the objectives of the walk? The objective of the walk, first of all, right, I think most of us will have the same concept. First is to let my dog relieve itself. Right, so that's a very primary reason why we walk our dog. Okay, so the second one, right, we want our dog to basically enjoy smelling around, enjoy the smell, you know, look at stuff, look at a dog, look at a cat, look at a bird, you know, look at whatever animal that he can take a look at, right? Maybe a squirrel, you know, or a gecko in that sense, right? So the dog sees a gecko and things like that. So what does it do? So that's the next thing, is to basically expose the dog, right, to look at things, right? So the third one we're talking about is we want to exercise the dog, right? So the walk itself should consist of relieving, or obviously the bowel, we're talking about big and small business. Then the second thing is about allowing the dog to have a freedom of time to basically looks around, right? Smells around, enjoy and soak into the environment. It's just like us, you know, taking our handphone out. We Google, we Twitter, you know, we Facebook, you know, whatever you're doing, right? We WeChat, we WhatsApp. So whatever we do, we check email. So all this sort of thing is exactly what the dog would do when he's out with you for a walk, right? So he's checking his email, he's looking at this and say, okay, oh, okay, this, some dog has just passed by, this is how old the dog is, you know, is it in season, is a dog male, female, you know, is a dog, you know, can I basically be able to, from the smell, things that I can take him on? If not, what must I do? I might want to leave the place, or if the smell is too strong, I might want to cover it back. Right, so that I will put my sense more onto it. So these are what a dog will want to do, especially when they're out for a walk. Right, so let's look at it in a very objective manner. Okay, so first the dog goes for a potty, and then again the dog gets to smell around, enjoy googling, you know, smelling around and things like that, right? And then lastly he gets his exercise. So this is what we want to do. Right, so just imagine to me, if you bring your dog down, you let him smell wherever he likes, right? He pulls, you let him go, you know, and he gets to smell everything, right? And you only are able to achieve maybe one, maximum two, right, of your objective. So one, right, the dog gets to smell all he wants, he pulls you, he drags you, he decides where you want to go, and you are becoming his slave, right? The dog walks you and not you walks the dog. Right, and the next thing, right, hopefully the dog may do some peeing, weeing, pooping, you know, sometimes may and may not, because the dog is busy googling, the dog is busy twittering, right, therefore he has no time to do his business, right? So this is what I mean, right? So if you are to have this sort of concept, bring the dog down to let the dog do everything he wants, right? And if it comes, you put into a perspective of a training regimen, a training concept, a training philosophy, then the daily walk is one area where we can then put in our control. When we talk about control, we're talking about management. For example, right, I give them access to a field, a piece of field where he can smell all he wants. That's access, that's a privilege, right? That is not an entitlement, right? So this is access, allowing the dog to access. So there's some good form of control where the dog will begin to understand that, you know, you are someone that he needs to take you seriously, because without you making that decision, he has no opportunity to access to the piece of grass where he can then smell and start doing his Facebook, doing his twittering and things like that. So that's critical, right? So number two, right, when I have a control, right, the dog next thing learns how to walk with me. Right, because when I walk, the dog will get his exercise, right? And the dog will learn over time how he must walk with me. You know, he looks at your pace, he looks at your body language, he looks at the way you behave when you are walking. For example, do you bring your handphone down and, you know, check your meals as you walk your dog? That is a very bad example that you're showing your dog. Like for myself, if I walk my dog, I'll never take my handphone. Because I believe that amount of time that I spend with the dog is the time that I give him 100% of my time. And I'm committed to make sure that he has my full attention, right? And I have their full attention. So this is what I think most of us will set aside doing so, right? And what the dog learns? The dog learns that, okay, when I'm with you, I have your full attention. I can depend on you when there's danger, right? I can look for you if I'm confused, right? I can also look for you if I'm fearful, right? Or if I want to look at something, this thing that I want to access, I can look for you for permission. So these are things that is very meaningful, right? When the dog start to understand the regime, right? The way that we communicate with our dog, the way we want the walking system to look like, that is the best way moving forward.
This podcast is sponsored by Pups Dog Training. Pups is a positive dog training school. We train dogs from puppy to advanced. Pups Training Academy focuses on nurturing, training, educating, and motivating our trainers to better equip themselves with skills, knowledge, experience to ensure continuing education and keeping abreast with the field of dog training. Our flagship programs include online cyber puppy training, life skills, dog obedience, behavioral modification, private one-on-one home-based training, and dog spots.
Right, so this is the standard things that I do, right? I am not advocate that you are going to do the same, but this is what I will recommend all my clients, right? Because I think this is a very good walking system. So what I will do is this, right? I will bring the dog down, right? And immediately, I will be doing quite a number, or I will be looking in my trip, in this walking trip, right? I will be looking for at least 3 to 4 pit stops, right? Pit stops are area where you stop by, and you know, you go and pee, right? Let's say imagine we are driving our car and we go to JB, right? We take the North South Highway, right? Before we take the road to KL, right? We will stop somewhere, a pit stop, so that we can go and have our lunch, maybe, you know, we leave ourselves so that we are offloaded. And then when we travel from JB to KL, which is about a good 3 hours or so, right, we do not need to visit a toilet again. So this is what we call pit stop. Now, pit stop are area time where we spend for the dog to really, release himself. So these are pit stops. So let's look at it this way. So when I bring my dog down for a walk, immediately I will be bringing my dog right to a very first pit stop. And this pit stop will be a piece of field where I think that it's clean. And I let my dog has a good freedom of maybe 2-3 minutes. He gets to do his Googling. He gets to look at his Twitter. He can do his Facebook. At the same time, he can do his potty. He can also do his peeing. So I will let him, at a pit stop, he will have all the say, right? I'll give him all he wants. He want to pull me, he pull me. He want to go left, he go left. He want to go right, he go right. So he will go and smell as much as he can, because this is the time I want him to, again, reconnect to the nature. Quick connected to the environment, basically to understand who is passing by, you know, and to understand that, okay, what kind of environment is he looking at today? Have I seen many animals pass by this area today? You know, what I'm looking for? So this is like great information the dog will need to understand. And you give him some time, right, of freedom so that he can go and get the information. And it's also a good opportunity where we allow a dog to then do his business, right? For example, do his pee, do his poo, right? And once the pit stop 3 minutes is up, I will just tell my dog, okay, come, let's go, right? And he will get back to my walking path, and I'll be walking for the next 2 to 5 minutes, right? Because the next walking is like I'm driving, right? Maybe I'm driving to all the way to, you know, Kulai, okay? I will stop at Kulai. And that will be my next pit stop. So this is exactly what I do, right? So I will bring my dog. I'll say, let's go on the first pit stop. And I'll be walking for the next 2 to 5 minutes. Right? And these 2 to 5 minutes, I will not allow access to the dog. The dog has only one thing to do. Walk with me, right? Enjoy exercising. He can continue to smell, right? I don't believe that the dog needs to bury his nose into something in order to get that information, right? The dog sense is so good, right? Once he sent it, he already know what's happening, right? So as he's walking, I'm actually exposing him to smell, environment, sight, taste, if you have to taste, right? And then I exercise him. So I will walk with him for the next 5 minutes, right? As I walk, exercise him, right? And I will continue to walk with him and continue to praise him, continue to interact with my dog, right? So that these 5 minutes will be something of what we call bonding, right? Where we actually do a lot of reinforcement. For example, I'll praise my dog, right? As I walk, if he sees a dog and does nothing, I say, good boy. Then we say, let's go. Then we go forward, right? And once the 5 minutes has up, I will be looking for my second pit stop, right? That's where I will allow my dog again for the free access for the next 2 to 3 minutes, right? Where he has all his right to go and smell anything he wants, right? And hopefully he do his business. Hopefully he downloaded his mail. Hopefully he did his, posting of a Facebook post, you know, things like that. You know, he went to Instagram, takes a picture, he posts, right? So this is what we are talking about. So that pit stop is for him to do everything him, right? So I allow the dog to smell all he wants, right? He doesn't need to, again, to be on my left or on my right, right? Because the leash will be loose and he will be walking. He will be just pulling me around. I'm okay, I let him go, because this pit stop is for the dog, right? And then after the 5 minutes again, I will tell my dog, okay, let's go. Come back to the walking path and we will be going to our next walk. That may be another 5 minutes, 2 to 5 minutes, start walking, right? Then I ask the dog, let's go. And then I will start walking again. And this time, right, we will be again on the move, right, in a consistent pace. A few things I look at here when I walk the dog, right? I do not pull my dog. I do not tug the dog, right? I will be moving, talking to my dog so that I get his attention and he continues to strike me. Because this is why I'm talking about building bond, right? As walking with me, few things the dog learn. The dog will learn the body language. The dog will learn how fast he's supposed to walk with you. He will learn whether you like him to be on your left or on your right. What is a walking system looks like? Like, do you allow him to be on your left sometime, on the right sometime, or you just want him to be on your left? So by walking, it basically builds a routine, right? And the dog basically will begin to understand that these are good stuff where he will want to, again, if he wants to get into your good books, he need to exhibit the kind of behavior in order to get the consequence, which means continue to walk, right? Again, don't forget, when we are talking about a walking system, we are actually looking at also life reward, right? So what is life reward? Life reward would be that the walking itself is life reward. He gets to walk, he gets to smell the ground, that's life reward. He gets to pull, that's life reward, right? So all these things are fantastic stuff that the dog will look for. So if you ask me as a trainer, do I always bring food out for my walk? The answer is no, right? But in the very beginning, when I train my dog, I will maybe bring just a handful, right? So that when the dog is giving me the kind of attention, giving me the kind of response, that's where I will want to reward him. Because don't forget, right, before you can pair and build a live reward, you need to build a routine, right? Something that the dog will understand that if I follow you do this, I get my consequence. So the consequence is the reward. So that's where I'm going to build it in such a way that if I'm doing the same A behavior, you give me the same behavior from the dog, and that happens, the consequence is again positive reward. But this time, it's no longer food. It is just continue walking. That is what you were looking for. So that is very critical, right? As a trainer, I always look at it as something that I think we need to spend time understanding what is the objective, what do we want to really do, right? So that brings me to the next thing that is very interesting. Is our dog a social butterfly? I always ask myself, do my dog needs to greet every single dog on the walk? What do you think? The answer is no, right? Just talk about yourself, right? Talk about me, right? I'm actually not an extrovert, right? I'm quite an introvert in the sense, right? But if I want to talk to you, I will talk to you. If I have to talk to you, I talk to you. Then it looks like I'm very extrovert, okay? So I have dual character in a sense, or whatever you want to call that, right? Okay, but the fact is I'm more of an introvert. Means to say that if I in the normal day, I'll prefer to be on my own. I would not be in a group chit-chatting, laughing all the way. No, that's not me. I'd rather be on my own. Takes time to think, takes time to understand what I want, takes time to build stuff, right? So this is my character. So let's come back to the dog. Right? Do my dog, oh no, before we go to the dog, let's look at me again. Right? Do I, on my walk, do I greet everybody? No, the answer is no. Right? Unless you are from the Western countries, you know, where you know you say hi, you say bye, but some of these people are just say hi and bye for the sake of saying. But they may not be literally very interested or very keen in your life, right? It's just a mere greetings, right? Right. So look at this. So today, if I look at myself, do I, you know, smile at everybody I saw on the road? The answer is no. Do I expect everybody to smile at me? The answer is no. Do I stop and say hi to everybody? The answer is no. So therefore, why do I, or why should you, right, things that your dog needs to greet and meet and smell and interact with every single dog on the way? Right? The dog, every single dog has its own character. By now, you should already know, is my dog a social butterfly? Is my dog an introvert? Is my dog an extrovert? Right? So by doing so, you should already know that, do your dog likes to meet another dogs? Do your dog likes to, you know, always say hi to another dog? Right? And if they are not, right, if they are, by all means, please meet every single dog you can, right? But if they are not, let's not do that, you know? Let's not force our dog to greet another dog unnecessarily. That's what I meant, right? So in the flip side of stuff, if my dog is a social butterfly, please greet everybody. But as a trainer, I will always say that it's never safe to greet every single one on the walk. Why? The answer is very simple. First, I do not know about the other dog. I'm not sure whether it's just been taken care of properly, right? Does it have any hidden diseases that I don't know? I only know about my own dog. Next thing, is the other dog aggressive? I don't know. Is it friendly? I don't know. Right? Will he bite? I don't know. Will he snap? I don't know. So there's a lot of unknown, right? So if the things that are unknown, will I want to expose my dog to some danger that I'm actually unable to control? The answer is no. Right, so if you see me walking, you literally will see this guy just walk, you know. And if I know you, I will say hi. Not necessary, I will stop and let my dog greet your dog. No, I will just walk past. Right, that's because I believe the walking is more important for my dog than to greet another dog. Right, because this is his time. Remember, the objective is to exercise my dog. One objective. Right, it's like us, our kids. Right, he goes to school, he's going to study. And then there are time that he plays. You don't play all the time, right? Obviously, you give the kids to play all the time, he plays all the time. But you think about it, your kids at school, does he play with every single student he knows? The answer is no, right? So let's take a step back and let's look at the situation more clearly. And then let's decide, right? Is it necessary? Right? The equation, the thing is always the same, right? If I do not do it on my own, and then for I will not insist it on my dog. I think that's a fair statement for all. Right. So let's come back to the walking system. Right. So again, after the pit stop, after he has smelled all he wants, then again I say, come, let's go back to my walking trail. Right. Again, I will be walking. Then again, what will I be focusing? Body language, attention with the dog. Right. If he walks with me, praise him. As long as the leash is not loose, again, the it's green light. Therefore, I continue to walk. Again, what is the walking system? Right, what is his reward? Life reward, right? Walks is his life reward. So that will continue my walks. And then I walk all the way until I go home. Right, when I reach home, right, and then he will have his rest and he will have his drink. I will clean it up and that's it, right? And he will be a very satisfied dog. Always remember, a satisfied dog is an obedient dog. Right, I always like to say that, right, if your dog is always very playful, very notorious, very destructing, the only thing I will tell you is that you have nothing for your dog to do. You need to create stuff. Walking with your dog is one great stuff, right? Playing hide and seek at home is another one, right? Doing some interactive game, that's another one that you can build in the home, right? So that you continue to maximize, continue to what we call, what's the right word, is to create enrichment for the dog, right? So these are critical stuff, I think, as a trainer, as a person, as a dog owner. First of all, I look at myself as a dog owner. I am the dog owner of 3 dogs, right? And I will be putting the effort to make sure my dog gets enough of his exercise, get his time to do his pee, right? And then gets his time to do his Facebooking, Twittering, you know, his Instagram, whatsoever, right? He gets to do all his stuff. Take some picture, selfie, and then snap, right? That's all he wants to do, right? And I like my dog do, right? But when I want to walk, I expect my dog to walk according to my routine, right? That's the only ask I have. And after doing this for so many years with my dog, I tell you, it has always been a positive result, right? Because the dog loves you, the dog wants to walk with you, and he knows that it's also beneficial for him, right? So he therefore will want to continue to build that relationship with you. Okay, so I hope that this episode is something that is a short episode, and I think that is something that I want to brought forward to you, right? Because I'm quite concerned with the walking system, right? Because a lot of time I see dogs that spend so much time smelling everywhere, you know, goes for 3 to 3, and it's something that I don't think is very good for the dog, right? Very good for your puppy in a sense. If your dog is trained, you can do that, right? If your dog is not trained, you should start refraining from doing so, right? Have some management, right? Take care of the access, take care of the walking system, take care of your pit stop, and your walks will be something very beautiful. So again, let's look back. What are the 3 objectives for the actual walk, right? 1, the dog is to relieve himself, right? So he needs to pee, he needs to poo, he needs to smell, he needs to do his Facebook, he needs to do his Instagram, he needs to do his Twittering, right? So all these things he's doing. Right, and then the next thing, what I want to do is to basically, right, is to, right, again, I want to walk him, right? I want to exercise him. So therefore, he has to come back and walk with me, right? So that's the other thing, right? And then the third one is where I will say allow the dog again, right, to smell around, where I provide the pit stop, where he can smell, exercise, right? He can do his potty, he can do his Facebooking, and then again the last one, right, is all about getting the dog to exercise. Right, so this is what I want to do. Okay, so I'll leave with you. Thanks again for joining me for this podcast, and I'll see you in my next one. Thank you very much. Bye. Thanks again for listening to our podcast, and you can find us in www.pups.com.sg. And again, pups is pups.com.sg. And if you like our podcast and our episode, we will want you to, you know, to subscribe on the favorite listening podcast media, and you will be able to get the updated series as and when we have a new episode out for grabs, right? And we want you to provide us some feedback and some, reinforcement, so that we can continue to do a great job, provide a great experience and a great podcast to share with you guys. You can leave a review at www.podcaster.com/pupssg. Right, as I repeat again, you can leave a review at www.podchaser.com/pups, PUPSSG. Right, and we want to thank you again. We see you in our next episode.